Thanks for joining us as we continue this journey through the Psalms. We are at Psalm 130. The last verses, verses 5 through 8, this song of ascents as the children of Israel were gathering on the roads that made their way up to Jerusalem. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait in the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with Him is full redemption. He Himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Fast computers, faster smartphones, immediate results. Speed dating, speed dialing, microwaves, drive-thrus, HOV lanes. Most everything is built for speed, isn't it? Or we want it to be built for speed. We hate standing in lines. We hate sitting in traffic jams and walking through security. Wait time, we believe, is wasted time. And we bring the same expectations to God. We want Him to answer our prayers right now. We want all of our physical issues cleared up by the next test. We want our first job to be the dream job. We want spiritual maturity in 5 fast sessions. We want patience. And we want it right now. We want microwave maturity. But God isn't on the clock, is He? We have to wait for Him with our whole being, like a watchman guarding his portion of the wall, so we stand at attention with all of our senses alert. We watch, and we watch, and we wait. It's in the waiting that we're stretched. And it's in the stretching that we grow. We seek Him, and we seek His word. Time belongs to God. He's never late. He's seldom early. He's always right on time. His timing is perfect, and He grows us in the waiting. So, Father, I am waiting, and honestly, I'm tired of waiting. I feel like the watchman worn down and worn out by watching with all my being. So I'm just asking that You give me the strength. Stretch me, grow me, embrace me as I wait for You. In Jesus' name, amen.